We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Smart viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashta 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. And Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. Our newest additions in Colombia, in Ciudad de la Ciudad Tanal. Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tonal Cable Company. In Boyaca Real, Al Encanto, Al Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Hueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chimpanero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Ingativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, Channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Sentani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. And in Oqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SIR. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernanderias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernanderias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Nimbe and Environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bue on Medium Network Service or MNS. And a new addition in Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hov Province, Channel 21 on Han Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Ha Tenga Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himore Cable TV. In Sukhbator Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan U Province, Channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Ha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47. Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. And a new addition, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Hotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. Our newest additions in Mongolia, in Undakan City in Kenti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. in Seishan City in Dornongombe Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company, and in Mindal Gobi City, Channel 12 on Horol Cable TV, in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia, in the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network, in Poland, Channel 68 on Eostrada TP Television, in Formosa or Taiwan. Please note there have been several changes. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable, nationwide on Channel 85, formerly Channel 35, on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom, in Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netway Cable TV, in Taipei County, Channel 95, formerly Channel 97, on Mangrove Cable TV and Channel 95, formerly Channel 108, on Yangjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV, in Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV, in Yilan County, Channel 95, formerly Channel 108 on Union Cable TV, in Hualien County, Channel 106, formerly Channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV, in Hualien Cable TV, in Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, in Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV, and Taichung County, Channel 106, formerly Channel 107 on Tung Tai Cable TV, in Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV, and a new addition in Puzi City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV, and Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And new additions in Yulin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jiayi Lian Cable TV, and Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Peikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a national park in Rwanda will develop a corridor for chimpanzees. In animal news, an American study shows that dog and cat companions help their caregivers to feel more relaxed. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring a non-profit in India which encourages farmers to adopt organic fair trade practices. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 15th. Distinguished French astronomer Mr. Nicolas-Louis de la Gaille was born in 1713 in Rumigny, France. From 1750 to 1754 at the Cape of Good Hope, South Africa, he documented observations of almost 10,000 stars and mapped 14 new constellations in the southern hemisphere. Mr. La Gaille also made the first measurements of an arc of a meridian of South Africa. His works include Star Catalog of the Southern Sky, published in 1763, May our studies of the heavens, such as those conducted by Mr. Nicolas-Louis de la Gaille, bring us to a greater appreciation of the boundless beauty of God's creation.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Haiti. Now, a full 2 months since the devastating January earthquake that left residents reeling in loss and more than a million homeless on March the 14th, United Nations Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon visited the island nation to meet with leaders about rebuilding efforts and to convey the international organization's solidarity with the Haitian people. Many quake survivors still endure squalid living conditions, waiting patiently to receive basic supplies such as tents, food and water. Among them are those who suffered the loss of parents before or during the disaster.
We're looking to find more people who can support us, because after the earthquake, there are many kids in the street. They lost mom and dad. They are really orphans. We need support. We need more help just to get more kids and helping them.
See that they have space inside, but since the earthquake happened, they don't sleep inside. They have to wait until the rain ends so they can keep the mattresses outside so they can sleep.
Thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai's added donation of $40,000, specifically to bring more tents before the rainy season, this orphanage now offers a safe place for the children to sleep, as well as nutritious food and toys.
We're just happy to see you guys coming to helping us and to see how the kids doing. We feel blessed and we hope God gonna bless you.
Supreme Master Qinghai's aid to Haiti's quake relief has reached $134,000, and with combined contributions from our international association members, the total $522,000 in funds could obtain $18.6 million in supplies purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in Haiti. Along with earlier requests for our association members to provide specialized medical care and pain medication, Supreme Master Qinghai most recently asked that they purchase materials to keep the tent floors dry.
A shipment of waterproof polyester lining for this purpose is now on its way, along with thousands more tents and sets of children's clothes. Meanwhile, the team based at the Adventist Hospital in Carrefour has been serving fresh vegan meals daily, along with providing medical care to hospital patients, regional families in need, as well as more remote orphanages since mid-January.
This is an orphanage that we came maybe 2 weeks ago to bring toys to the kids. Now we're back, but with kitchen supplies and medicines. We brought 2 rice cookers, 2 stainless steel pots, 2 containers, 2 burners, 5 styles of rice oil, within 10 boxes of it. We're in a little kitchen of the orphanage, and one of our crew members is teaching them how to cook step by step the vegan meat, how to use the seasoning, and the spices that we brought. Reporting for Supreme Master TV from the orphanage, Haiti.
Salut Maître Qinghai, comment te portes-tu? C'est un inconnu? Donc, on me nomme Nouliz. Je suis âgée de 15 ans. Il y a quelque chose que je ne dois pas te cacher. C'est juste que tu es merveilleuse, vraiment jolie. T'es quelqu'un qui pense pour son pays, pour les vivants sur terre et pour les arbres. À la suite de la lecture de ton livre, j'ai pu réfléchir à mon avenir et aussi à mon pays. Si tout le monde pense comme tu penses et fait ce que tu fais, pour moi, il y aura du changement partout. Je t'embrasse. Merci.
Upon receiving this message, Supreme Master Qinghai sent the following reply. Hi Nolis, it's nice that you write to me. I'm glad you think of your future and your country, and I too hope that people will change for the better to save the world. May God bless you and your country. Qinghai.
Our thankfulness to the international community's continued aid to the Haitian people. We are also grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her deep compassion for those most in need, and to our association's relief team for their dedicated service. May the God-loving Haitian people be well on their way to more stable lives, as we pray that such tragedies subside through our striving to live in harmony on the earth.
Tropical storm Hubert wreaks havoc for thousands in Madagascar. As intense rain fell throughout all of last week, the island nation's disaster officials report that some 500 homes have been destroyed, with at least 14 people who have perished and nearly 38,000 who have had to flee their homes along the island nation's east coast. A representative for the National Office for Risk and Catastrophe Management, or BNGRC, said that evacuation is now the main focus and that 50 tonnes of rice have been sent to the 6 most affected districts. Expressing her heartfelt sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our association members please go, if possible, to help the most vulnerable, adding that funds are available if necessary. Madagascar officials, we are grateful for your timely intervention and aid. We send our sympathies for those who have lost loved ones, as we thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her caring assistance. May the Madagascan people be protected in their recovery of productive daily life as we strive for more conscientious living to help ease disasters as these.
Earthquakes strike India, Indonesia and New Zealand. Early on Saturday, March 13th, a 5.6 magnitude earthquake caused distress among residents of northeast India's Guwahati and Meghalaya states, as it was felt as far away as Myanmar, also known as Burma. Meanwhile, a magnitude 5.0 tremor, the fourth this month, struck panic among residents of Padang, the capital of West Sumatra, Indonesia. To the east, a strong 6.0 magnitude quake shook the largest Indonesian province of Papua, followed on Sunday by another powerful tremor measuring 7.0 that struck North Maluku province. That same day, New Zealand's Lower South Island was hit by a magnitude 5.0 quake 80 kilometers west of Te Anau. Fortunately, there have been no reports of damage or injuries thus far for any of the tremors. Thank heaven for the safety of the quake-stricken people. May such distressing events be lessened as more people foster eco-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you for the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Welcome to the Olympic Cauldron.
Paralympics begin in Vancouver. Continuing in the inspired spirit of the recent Winter Olympics, the 10th Winter Paralympics have begun in Vancouver, Canada. More than 500 athletes from 45 countries, along with some 35,000 spectators, attended the vibrant opening ceremony on Friday, March 12th. The 10-day event will include such events as alpine skiing, biathlon, cross-country skiing, ice sledge hockey, and wheelchair curling. Head of the organizing committee, John Furlong, said, "Let these games also serve to honor and recognize men and women the world over who have made it their personal mission in life to use sport to build better lives to inspire children." He added, "We are one country, sport is our common language." Big bravo, Mr. Furlong, other organizers, and all participants of the Paralympic Winter Games in Vancouver. Indeed, may the universal language of sports join these special athletes and spectators alike in uplifting sportsmanship and camaraderie.
Russia and France partner for rare art exhibit in the Louvre. With a preview that was attended by Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and French President Nicolas Sarkozy, the art exhibit Holy Russia has now officially opened at the Louvre Museum in Paris, France. Of the more than 400 items on display, some have travelled from Russia for the first time in history, and the exhibit itself is a first ever outside the country. Highlighting a Russian Orthodox religious theme, the artworks of Holy Russia include carved cathedral doors, gold-woven robes, and even a painting of Peter the Great from the United Kingdom loaned by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II.
As 2010 represents a year of French and Russian cultural exchange, France has also sent hundreds of famed Spanish artist Pablo Picasso's artworks, which are currently on exhibit in Moscow. Throughout the year, the two nations plan to continue to exchange cultural endeavors such as concerts, ballets, and films.
Your Excellencies, Russia and France, we respectfully laud your cultural exchange and promotion of the arts. May such sharing foster harmony and understanding among the people of both nations and across the globe.
The United States and Laos hold cooperation talks. In what was described as the first ever such meeting in the Laotian capital of Vientiane, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs, Kurt Campbell, was welcomed for a visit by Deputy Foreign Affairs Minister Pongsavath Bupa. The two discussed a comprehensive agreement that would establish the renewal of relations between their countries. The Assistant Secretary of State also met the following day with Laotian Foreign Minister Thonglong Sisulith. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellencies, United States and Laos, for your cordial visit. May the people of both your countries grow and prosper in peaceful accord.
save our planet. Widespread drought afflicts China. Southwestern Yunnan province has been experiencing the most severe drought in 6 decades, with some regions not having received rainfall since August 2009. Neighbouring Guangxi and Guizhou provinces have also lacked rain, which has been disastrous for farmers. Some 2.55 million hectares, constituting 85% of Yunnan's total growing area and containing such crops as wheat, sugarcane and vegetables, have been affected.
Provincial authorities reported water shortages for nearly 5 million residents and over 3 million livestock animals. With the drought also grounding boats on the Mekong River, the Marine Bureau has stopped issuing permits and is warning vessels instead to stay away from the waterway.
It saddens us deeply to know of the suffering of the Chinese people. Our prayers for the blessings of rain and that humans everywhere quickly adopt sustainable lifestyles that restore balance to our earth.
During an October 2009 video conference in Germany, Supreme Master Qinghai voiced, as she has many other times, her concern for humanity's plight at this dire time on our planet, while at the same time highlighting the actions necessary to alleviate such crises.
With current droughts and water shortages already affecting millions and only expected to get worse and worse. But even though our predicament is very grave, we do still have time if we act now. And the solution is still very simple. It's the vegan diet. No animal products. Scientists have found that each person eating a meat and dairy-based diet uses around 4,500 gallons of water per day, compared to 300 gallons per day for a vegan diet. This also means that 1 pound of animal protein requires 100 times more water to produce than 1 pound of grain protein. Over the course of a year, the vegan diet saves approximately 1.5 million gallons of water per person. This is the key. If everyone switches to this beneficial lifestyle, our planet will be cooled in no time. Scientifically speaking, and my promise.
Save Our Planet, Au Lac, or Vietnam, seeks to protect the Saola. The nation's central province of Toa Tien Hoai has approved a project to help save endangered mammals, including the Saola, an extremely shy forest antelope found only in Au Lac and neighbouring Laos.
Funded by the UK's Darwin Initiative, UK-based Cambridge University and World Wildlife Fund, the project will encompass research, raising awareness, and managing the protected areas. First discovered in 1992, the Saola is considered one of the world's rarest mammals, with none that have survived in captivity.
Many thanks, Darwin Initiative, Cambridge University, World Wildlife Fund, and Au Lac for your caring initiative to save the rare and precious Saola and other mammals. May their populations be blessed with flourishing numbers.
Save Our Planet. The Worldwide Fund for Nature in Malaysia releases a new report stating that illegal poaching and human consumption of sea turtle eggs throughout the country is threatening the leatherback species with extinction.
Save Our Planet. Nearly one-fifth of Zimbabwe's population are facing food shortages, which experts say is likely to worsen with an expected failed 2010 harvest due to drought in some areas and flooding in others.
Save Our Planet. The Central American Organization of Fisheries and aquaculture sectors reports that overfishing and climate change are decimating shrimp populations in Central America, with lobsters in danger of disappearing completely.
Save Our Planet. With the help of Finland's Eximin company, the Ghana-based Atlas Business and Energy Systems launches a solar panel project intended to bring clean energy as well as ease power shortages in the country.
Wonderful viewers, I'm Hallie.
Hi, I'm Pomash. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
Pomash and I are vegan. We are here with a tip on helping those in need.
When there are sales on non-perishable food items, such as rice, dried beans, or noodles, it's a good time to stock up.
The extra supplies you buy can be donated to charities and shelters in your area that provide for disadvantaged individuals and families.
Your loving care is much appreciated.
Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thanks for tuning in.
Now the weather around the world.
In environmental news, a national park in Rwanda takes steps to protect chimpanzees. The Gishwati Area Conservation Program will develop a 30-mile pathway through the forests of the Gishwati National Conservation Park to Inyangwe Forest National Park for a group of 14 critically endangered chimpanzees. In addition, 647 acres of land in the Kinyankenda area of Rwanda's western province will be reforested during 2010, which will increase the size of the park to 3,655 acres. Bravo, Gishwati Area Conservation Program, and heaven bless your dedication to safeguarding our intelligent chimpanzee friends and life-giving forests. May your laudable efforts be graced with much success.
In animal news, dog and cat companions help their caregivers feel more relaxed. A study of 400 Americans conducted by Catalyst Direct, a marketing company based in the United States, concluded that animal friends played a significant role in reducing their caregivers' anxieties. 89% of people interviewed stated that their animal companions assist them in dealing with the stresses in their lives, while 83% reported that they value the steady presence their pets provide. In addition, 86% said they value their pets' constant appreciation. Our sincere thankfulness, Catalyst Direct, for your survey that shows some of the many ways our sweet canine and feline friends enhance our lives every day. And a big hug and thank you to all the delightful dogs and cats in our world for your invaluable gifts of the heart. Ahead, a noteworthy news is the series of Shining World Leadership, featuring a nonprofit in India that is dedicated to helping farmers transition to organic practices. We'll take a God contemplative walk and be right back. Please stay tuned for more bright news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, outstanding news for an extraordinary world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment about a non-profit in India which endeavours to improve the lives of farmers through transitioning to organic methods.
For decades, Supreme Master Chinghai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. A better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon is on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet Earth. More and more are adopting practices that greatly improve and enhance the lives of their co-citizens, human and animal alike.
Agriculture Organic Farming Group India, or AOFG India, is committed to empowering agricultural workers in the hilly, rainy, and shifting cultivation areas of the country. Founded in 2001, the nonprofit brings together community-based groups and a variety of farmers and local non-governmental organizations or NGOs, working with indigenous peoples and small agricultural collectives. AOFG encourages the adoption of organic and fair trade practices. Knowledge of traditional ways and decision-making by the farmers themselves is very respected and valued.
Currently, AOFG India is involved in a project advocating organic agriculture in rural areas, in which 30 NGOs are taking part, each having adopted 2 villages. Programs to stop desertification and support the farmers in being able to market fair trade organically grown cotton are other endeavors of the group. In addition, self-help groups, microcredits, protecting biodiversity, and improving the workers' standard of living are also promoted.
AOFG India has offices in 12 locations throughout the country, with a number of international affiliates. Our heartfelt gratitude, Agriculture Organic Farming Group India, for your encouragement of so many to adopt earth-enhancing ways. May the great land of India soon be an organic vegan paradise, leading us into an era of kindness, health, and sustainability.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Croatian entitled Family Album.
Mladić prelistava porodični album i zapita svoju majku. Tko je ovaj momak s tobom na plaži, tako mišićav i s kovrčavom kosom? To je tvoj otac? Tko je onda ovaj stari čelovac koji sada živi s nama?
And now for our viewers' heartline on Hackbrett, musical instrument from Appenzellerland, Switzerland, on a journey through aesthetic realms.
Grüße! Sie haben ein wunderschönes Instrument und eine wunderschöne Musik. Jeff aus Belgien.
Aesthetic Jeff, we agree with you. The music and instruments of the region are indeed marvelous. According to Supreme Master Qinghai's caring instructions, we are delighted to present the unique and exquisite cultures of the world. May we have many opportunities to enjoy each other's rich heritage on a long-lasting, kind, vegan planet. With the grace of heaven to you and your forward-thinking Belgian co-citizen.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in the glory of the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
At the 20th Cairo International Film Festival for Children, organized by the Egyptian Culture Ministry, The Jasmine Birds by Syrian director Sulafa Hiazi was honored with the Golden Prize.
Studying 13th century Salado pottery from the U.S. Southwest, American researchers conclude that the region was home to a peace-seeking religion of women who sought to help integrate immigrants and foster regional harmony.
OLAC, or Vietnam, and the U.S. organized the largest musical exchange ever between the two countries, with U.S. performers going to major cities in OLAC, and their OLACs, or Vietnamese counterparts, traveling to the USA.
Australian archaeologists uncover an ancient 40,000-year-old meeting ground in Tasmania, Australia, where 3 million artifacts are believed to be located.
Canadian Judy Dunchura says that she owes her life to the homeless cat she found and adopted, as the sharp pain resulting from the feline walking across her chest resulted in an early cancer diagnosis.
A US-based study finds that schools with farm-to-school programs improve children's diets by combining farm field trips with successful introduction of fresh fruits and veggies, along with cost benefit to the schools.
The Nelson Mandela Metropolitan University in South Africa hosts a training session for Southern Sudan government leaders to prepare the country for a 2011 vote on the region's autonomy.
US President Barack Obama donates the $1.4 million he received for his Nobel Peace Prize award to 10 different charities, ranging from Haitian relief charity Fisher House to scholarship foundations.
finding dangerous levels of the toxin that causes diuretic shellfish poisoning. The Nelson Marlborough Public Health Unit in New Zealand suggests complete avoidance of shellfish to protect public safety.
During a visit from South Korea's Minister of Land, Transport and Maritime Affairs, Chung Jong-hwan, Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev expresses his wish to develop closer relations, especially in the area of trade.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.